This is Kelly Blewett. Are You Mine? By Cincinnati author N.K. Smith tells the story of an unlikely romance between teenagers Sage Armstrong and Fox Harrington. The two just graduated from the same high school in New Jersey, but they didn't run with the same crowd. Fox, a sparkling-eyed, joke-cracking, tall, dark, and handsome type, seemed to be friends with everybody. And Sage, a nasty-tongued and bright loner, seemed to be friends with almost nobody. But at a graduation party in the early summer, sparks begin to fly. And when the chance to work together on a graphic novel presents itself, they jump at it. Fox and Sage begin to spend time together, trust each other, and share the deepest parts of their lives. And they might be doing some serious flirting as well. They are at a moment many of us can remember, finished with a major chapter of life, but uncertain what the next one will be. Vulnerable and invincible all at once. Young and smart and daring and bright and creative, but also unproven and undirected. And they have more in common than meets the eye. Fox and Sage are both struggling with major issues of trauma. Sage is an orphan who lost her mother in the 9/11 attacks and her father to the war in Iraq. Fox's mother has been institutionalized with schizophrenia since he was six. There's a darkness that comes from enduring these tragedies, and in that darkness, Fox and Sage understand each other. As they begin to recognize very real and exciting feelings for each other, questions loom on the horizon. Will Sage be able to drop her tough girl routine? Will Fox be able to deal with having a girlfriend whose favorite form of communication is writing when he can barely text due to severe dyslexia? Will their opposing childhood baggages bring them together or push them apart? Are You Mine is a story of heartfelt teenage love that will appeal to those who like the thrills and pitfalls of adolescent romance. Like true teenagers caught up in a drama, this story takes place very much inside the heads of the protagonists. Chapters are told from alternating points of view, so we readers get to see the protagonists through each other's eyes. Still, the outside world rarely comes into play in Smith's fictionalized one. This is a very interior book, and you might even want a break from these characters midway through. But isn't that the very essence of being a teenager? And you, like me, will want to root for these characters to get over their struggles, find footing for the next step, and nurture the friendship and maybe even love they share. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.